So Burger and Fries, Brian Berger.
How you doing, Steve?
Good. Tell me about the beginning of this whole band. How did everything get started? Go way back.
Okay, way back.
Like your
Junior high school, we started jamming in the neighborhood. One guy had a bass, one guy had a guitar, and my neighbor had drums. So I kind of borrowed his drums and became the drummer because he didn't want to play drums, and his dad bought him some drums for Christmas, and he never played. So I ended up jamming on the drums, and then we had like a little three-piece thing going, and none of us could really sing, so we just pretty much did a lot of instrumentals, and a lot of Rush and stuff like that. YYZ, La Villa Strangiato,
Really?
and cool
That's
songs.
pretty ambitious for a
Yes,
kid.
we were going for the top bands, trying to, play the best covers out there that we thought were the
And
best.
how old would you say you were at the time?
We started out, I started playing drums at 10, but we started jamming when we were all around 13 years old. Yeah. And that's when me and my bass player, who is still with me, which is a miracle, we've been jamming since we were both 13 years old. So,
Wow, that's great. And so were you playing gigs back
oh,
then
we
in
wasn't
high
playing gigs
school?
at 13. We were playing little talent shows at school
Right.
and little parties, like house parties and stuff like that. But by the time we were 15, we started playing gigs at pool halls, a few pool halls around the city in New Orleans, and
And how did you go about getting that work?
I guess we used to hang out at these pool halls, and we got to know the owners, and then we just, got to talking to the owner and say, "Hey, let us jam here, and we'll bring some people here." And he gave us the chance, We started jamming at pool halls, like two main pool halls in New Orleans back then.
And what was the name Burger and Fries back then?
It wasn't Burger and
What was it
Fries.
called?
If I could remember the name of the band back then, but we've been through hundreds of names, it's just, I can't remember the first name that we had. It was so many names.
Right. Yeah, I mean, most bands go through that. But how long has it been Burger and Fries?
It's been Burger and Fries for 10 years now,
10 years.
2008.
And what was the, how did you come up with that name?
I don't know. We kept going through so many names, and nobody could remember the name of the band. And somebody once said, "Man, Burger's your last name. Why don't you just say Burger and Fries and just go with it?" And I took a friend of mine's advice, and I mean, a lot of people thought it was stupid in the beginning, but it just worked out. We just stuck with it.
When I first heard about you and I heard the name Burger and Fries, it confused me a little because I thought, like, are people gonna hear this name and think that's something that's on the menu? Or, like, if you're playing a restaurant, do you run into that at all?
I got a lot of stories with that. One night we were playing a friend of mine's bar, and he had it on a flyer, Burger and Fries. But he forgot, I told him specifically, you got to put Burger and Fries Band.
Right.
He left the band out, like Cover Band Central. You got to have band in there if, nobody knows exactly if it's a band or not. So,
Right.
he had people come upstairs, and they were like, it was $5 cover. But on the flyer, it said Burger and Fries $5. So everybody was coming in trying to order a Burger and Fries for $5.
Which is a
So,
pretty good deal, actually.
yeah, I mean, he was really upset with me, but I was like, man, I think it was a good marketing factor. You brought people in, and you still sold burgers for what, $7
Right.
anyways, and you had a band too.
There you go.
He got kind of frustrated, and he was aggravated with how everybody kept being confused, but I thought it was a good marketing strategy,
Yeah,
you
it's definitely something you remember
know? Right,
for
right.
sure once you realize it's a band. Yeah.
Yeah.
So talk about, like, after you graduated high school and you started getting into the club scene, the bars and stuff, when you were 21 and stuff, how did that start to happen for you?
Yes.
And as far as, like, you had Rolo on bass the whole time, but
Roll on
as far
bass the
as
whole
getting other
time, yeah.
band members, how did that all come about?
Okay, back then you could be 18 and drink.
Okay.
So the drinking age was lower back then. So by the time we were 18, we were playing the big bars all around New Orleans, And yeah, we had a certain guy that played guitar, and he stuck with us for a while, but he kind of disappeared from the scene. He moved to Miami. And he was the guy we started out with since we were like 13. So then at that point, we just just kept finding different guitars. And to me, that was the main thing, because if it wasn't for me and Rolo sticking together, I don't think the band would even last this long, you know. But we always had the rhythm section, and all we had to do is add a singer or a guitarist or a keyboard player. So we always had that foundation for the rhythm section with me and Rolo, you know. So I think that's what kept us together so many years, you know.
I just saw a quote yesterday from Nick Mason from Pink Floyd, said, a band is made up of the bass player and drummer, and all the rest is window dressing or something like that.
I like that, because yeah, us bass players and drummers are getting picked on so much, it's time for us to pick on them. We're like the foundation of the band, and I'm glad they're starting to realize that. That's right. You know? It's
the rock solid part. So did you have a rotation of clubs that you were playing in the beginning, or was it random? Or
it was random back then. It was hard to get like a steady house gig back then. It was different,
right?
You know, and actually they just didn't have as many bands back then, but it was just as not as many clubs that had bands.
And we're talking like 90s probably, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So yes, like mid 90s maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I mean, did you start to build a following, or did you just go into play to whoever was there, or
how? I guess we started out opening for the bigger bands around town.
And you were playing covers?
We were playing covers and originals back then. Back then, I think originals were a big thing. And a lot of bands wanted, when you're younger, that's what you want to do. You want to write your own music and try to make it with that.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And we had some great originals, and I still listen to some of the recordings and stuff. But, you know, the older you get, you find out that, you know, the cover band is where the money's at, and it's steady money, and it's guaranteed money if you get into the right places, you know.
Right.
Once you find that out, you just go with that.
So did you, I mean, who did you have singing back then?
Back then, actually, I did a little bit of the singing, and we always would find a guitarist that would do some of the singing, you know. A lot of times we had like a lead singer, but lead singers would come and go. They just find a different deal or whatever, and they go with it, you know?
Right.
But me and Rolo did a lot of the singing back then. And actually, Rolo became even a better singer now. He just kept getting better over the years. And it was like impressive how he really improved as a singer to today. You know, he's one of our best singers now, you know?
Yeah. Okay. And you now, were you like a three-piece or a four-piece back then, or was it different all the time?
We were three-piece starting out, and then always, like, if a singer wanted to come join in, you know, we'd do a lead singer, but if it wouldn't last, we'd go back to three until we figure it out if we want to bring in another guy to sing lead, you know.
And how often would you say you were playing back in the beginning?
Back then, we were playing maybe two or three times a month, and that was a lot because, you know, as far as like getting gigs, it wasn't like I said, you couldn't get a steady gig back then, like at a bar and play the same bar every week.
Right.
You were just lucky to get in one of these places and play back then.
Right. That's how it was. And how did you go about making contacts and getting that work?
Like I said, a lot of time opening for one of the big bands and then getting in and meeting the owners or the managers that were managing the whole deal.
Right.
And just getting out there and being seen, you know?